It's Darren Copeland. My God, what is he up to now?
Well, I'm an all-night worker, and I work hard every night. Well, I'm an all-night worker, and I work hard every night.
Whew, I'm working hard right now. We work hard every night.
And I can't
get a bum rap. My wife is like, oh, just because you're getting up at noon instead of at 6 o'clock when I have to be up, you think that you're doing a real job? Yes. Yes, I am. It is not easy to sit in a chair and watch sports all day, especially when there's not real sports. Like, you know, you got the sports shows and they all talk about the same thing. LeBron James this, Super Bowl that. Oh, now you have to, see, I'm listening to that so you don't have to. You just come here and listen to me. We'll talk about the Super Bowl. We know. Listen, as any Super Bowl person knows, you just don't bet on the game. You bet on the things that are sure. You bet on the national anthem. You bet on the coin flip. You bet on which puppy is going to be ejected from Puppy Bowl 13 first. You know, which ones are going to be adopted first. That's the bets you make on the Super Bowl. Betting on the game, geez. Stupid. You know? Oh, well. But, which one? I mean, I just don't want to talk about the Super Bowl, but I will. You know, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it right here. Do you know why? Because it's the working class bruise, and sometimes when you're working, you got to do stuff that you don't want to do, and you just got to do stuff you don't want to do, and you just got to suck it up, and you got to be a man. You got to be a man, and you got to take the trash out, and you got to change the baby's diapers, and you got to talk about the Super Bowl. I mean, that's what I'm talking about. You got to talk about the Super Bowl. So here's the deal about the Super Bowl. Let me tell you what the Super Bowl is, okay? I don't care, okay? I hate the New England Patriots. Sorry, I hate the New England Patriots. They're a great team. They've done a lot of great, you know, all of that stuff. But I will tell you that I do not like them, and I hope that they get throttled. I hope that they get throttled. My wish is to wake up on Monday morning with a hangover and another loss by Tom Brady. That's what I hope happens. I really do. I really hope that happens. I know that Tom Brady is a nice guy. I actually know people who know him, and I mean, he's a nice guy. Nothing against him personally. But he made a choice. He made a choice to be from Massachusetts. And now we all hate him. So do I want Atlanta to win? Heck yes, I want to see Atlanta win. I want to see that riot when Atlanta wins the Super Bowl. That riot in Atlanta is going to be something fierce if Atlanta wins the Super Bowl. I want Atlanta to win. I believe Kyle Shanahan is going to be a future coach of the Denver Broncos once he gets a little bit of experience dealing with everything possible under the sun that you have to deal with over at the San Francisco 49ers, because that is going to be an eye-opening experience for everybody involved, and should be very interesting to see. And if that is a success, then that's good for them, but I just can't see it happening. But Kyle Shanahan, after that, will come out a much wiser person, and his offensive philosophy, I mean, he's got it. He's got his dad's drive, too. So that's, you know, that's another reason, but that's another reason why I want the Falcons to win. But here's the thing. So I was, last year, before the Super Bowl, and by the way, this is the other part about it. The Broncos are still world champions. The Broncos are still world champions. Dude,
Sunday. Yeah.
Doesn't matter. Three and a half more days. Something like that, right?
Close enough. numbers are hard sometimes.
Right? But see, here's the problem, and this is what, you know, you kind of, you'd ever want to listen to the stats, but sometimes the stats are yelling at you, and you have to see it. All right, here's the key thing. I want to see Atlanta win so bad. Here's why. Here's one simple stat why I think that they will not win. And that simple stat is this: as long as Super Bowls have gone back, every time that the number one offense has faced the number one defense, the number two defense has won. So every time that the number one offense in the NFL has faced the number one defense in the NFL defense has won. And I mean, it's not just one of those lucky flukes. Why? Well, a lot of times, offense and defense are sort of misnomers, because even though offense, you're trying to score and you're trying to do that, I mean, you be very defensive a lot of ways. You know, you're always looking for protections. You're always looking for, you know, ways to sort of penetrate this, you know, any more of this sort of attacking offense or attacking defense, rather, if that makes any sense. And so you have to prepare. You're trying to prepare, trying to find links, trying to find that one thing. And where's that one, you know, one chink in the defensive armor? I mean, that's what you're looking for. But then on the other side, you know, on the defense, well, you have a lot of time to prepare, and you can come up with ways you're going to attack, and you can attack fast because you have two ways to prepare. You can attack fast, and a defense amped up is way better than an offense amped up, because an offense amped up, you're trying to execute precision, whereas defense is looking to knock people in the chest.
Cause as much chaos as humanly possible.
Yes. And so, because it's the Super Bowl, it's a big game, you have that flying around, and the mistakes, I mean, you could see it when the Broncos lost the Super Bowl against Seattle.
Oh, yeah.
The first play of the game.
Oh, man.
Woo!
Give me all your liquor.
It was unbelievable. But, I mean, that's just what happens. And you know, a defense can get up and then can sustain it and get the other team, you know, out of it. I mean, it doesn't always happen. I mean, you know, you look back at the Super Bowl where the Denver Broncos lost to the Washington Redskins. They were up 10-0 at halftime, or at the end of the first quarter. Of course, the Redskins scored the next 35 in the second quarter. Oh, I know. This is why it hurts to be a Broncos fan. Everyone's like, oh my goodness. They have lost Super Bowls. It is atrocious. It is atrocious how badly and how poorly they've won Super Bowls. It's atrocious. It's sad. It's sad. I mean, it's appalling. It's appalling. It was so bad that I didn't want them to go to the Super Bowl in 1998 to face the Green Bay Packers. Green Bay Packers were a 14-point favorite. I didn't want to be the first. If the Broncos had lost that Super Bowl, they would have been the first football team ever to lose 5 Super Bowls without a win. Can you believe that?
Well, I'm so glad they won.
Oh my God. Whoa. I didn't want them to go because they were going to get crushed. And then they played one of the greatest games. The only time I cried after a pro football game. I mean, mostly because of the tear gas that they were firing all down at where I was down by the...
Were you burning couches and stuff?
Well, no, I was down working at... I was working at the other radio station at the time, and I was working. We had to cover Lodo in case... God forbid the Broncos won the Super Bowl, and they did, and they people started conga line, and the next thing you know, the police were tear gassing that conga line, and I was watching the whole thing from a second story window. So as everything was wafting up to my eyes,
lovely
the tears that were mostly from the Broncos' victory, but largely because of the tear gas were streaming down my face. Yes,
joyful tears.
Yes.
But still. A little bit of pain.
Yes, the gagging and coughing and spitting up and the vomiting was not nearly as euphoric as the crying after the Super Bowl was. So, oh my god. But this is such a this is why I don't want to cover it. I mean, here's what happened: they're not going to win. Patriots are gonna beat them. I'm sorry, I hate it. It's okay. No, this is the end. This is the end of the happiness. This is the end of the happiness. We got to come to realization that it's going to be frustrating and. You know, it always comes when those people that you really detest, you know, that you detest them because they're good, you know?
Yeah. More people are going to be watching this to watch them lose than watch the Atlanta Falcons win.
People watch the Super Bowl to drink beer and to watch the commercials and to see what going with Puppy Bowl. No one cares about the whole reason most women, and I'm not, there are lots of women who are sports fans who are bigger fans than I am, and I don't want, so I'm not going to, you know, but there are a lot more women who are talking around doing something else at Super Bowl parties and waiting for the commercials. I'm just saying. For God's sakes, my mother-in-law from Venezuela watched the Super Bowl last year. Lost the Super Bowl last year? She doesn't know what she's watching. She saw a bunch of people running around. I'm not sure she even knew what team we were on. I think she was thinking, oh, I'm so sorry that they lost. Wait, who? And then she found out it was the Broncos because she knows we live in Denver. The Denver Broncos. And there we are. There we are. 364 or 2 days ago.
Super Bowl champions!
Woo!
Woo!
And you know what we are today? Super Bowl champions!
Yeah!
Woo! And you know what we're going to be tomorrow?
Super Bowl champions!
Woo! And you know what we're going to be Sunday night?
Super Bowl!
Drunk and probably passed out, but there'll be another Super Bowl champion!
You got me there. You got me good.
Well, I mean, I'm just being honest. I mean, that's just the way it is.
Depends on what time it is at night. Because if it's 7 o'clock, we're still Super Bowl champions.
7 o'clock, Super Bowl champions!
Ah!
10:30, not so much, I don't think. It'll probably be like this.
It's Darren Copeland. More with Darren after this, only on Mile High Sports.
Here we go back. This is the moment.